masikono yaritini pali vonze viva wote FM wakama ka unga kafunika because that's right five finger njia menema nguira pamara so muliko naka mimi somewhere in between 25 kgs komanda just tune in ku wote FM ukambe tazi mvela wote ufute uzakuta
yeah pineapple on my tongue
like a sunshine ray.
Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Top stories this afternoon. Ministry of Local Government PS says he will not resign over ambulance delivery delay. CSPR urges government to expedite debt restructuring to boost investor confidence. And mother who sold six-year-old daughter given life term in South Africa.
FM News with Monique Matipa.
Thank you for joining us for the news at 12. Here's the news in detail. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, says he will not resign over the delayed delivery of 156 ambulances originally expected by May 2025. He has clarified that the full consignment is now scheduled to arrive in the country by August 2025. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Piri has revealed that 52 ambulances have already arrived in the country, with the latest batch received yesterday. He has added that 24 more ambulances have entered Zambia through the Tanzania border and are expected to be officially unveiled next week alongside the five received yesterday. Mr. Piri further stated that the government is working closely with diplomatic missions from the United Arab Emirates, Tanzania and Mozambique to expedite the transit process and ensure the timely arrival of all remaining ambulances. The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has called on government to expedite the conclusion of Zambia's debt restructuring process, warning that continued delays could erode investor confidence and negatively impact the country's economic growth. CSPR Economic Governance Lead Emmanuel Zulu has noted that so far, as a result of the 90% of debt that has been restructured, instead of Zambia paying $6 billion in 10 years, the country will only be required to pay $750 million for an extended period of 20 years and $75 million every year. Speaking when he featured on a special edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Zulu has urged the government to urgently finalize negotiations with private creditors. He has warned that the current practice of making regular foreign currency debt payments is putting pressure on the kwacha and reducing liquidity available for critical sectors such as education, health, investment, and economic growth.
before the restructuring, of course, we were actually going to be paying about $6 billion within a period of 10 years. But now we're actually paying about $750 million. So you can see the relief that we've actually, you know, achieved, or maybe we have attained from this debt restructuring process. So basically, Zambia is actually paying about $75 million a year, which is positive, considering that we would have been paying more. Where you have, you know, prolonged discussions with debt restructuring without being concluded speedily, it also affects, you know, confidence in the economy. Investors are a bit skeptic to invest in an economy that is still struggling with their high debt burden.
Meanwhile, CSPR policy analyst Zondao Zuma has expressed concern that around 60% of Zambians continue to live in absolute poverty. He has emphasized the need for Zambia to diversify its economy and reduce over-reliance on copper exports, calling for broader economic reforms to ensure sustainable and inclusive development.
Sadly, about 60% of people continue to live in our domestic market. One of the ways is how are we linking the smaller or rather some sectors to other sectors. Currently, we have a local content strategy which suggests that we need to source about 30% of our inputs from the domestic economy. But it's just a strategy, so it can't be enforced.
Government, in collaboration with the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, has successfully completed the implementation of the HOPE project aimed at promoting the local integration of former refugees and Maheba resettlement areas. The HOPE project, implemented from 2020 to 2024, followed refugee status for nearly 24,000 individuals, primarily of Angolan and Rwandan origin. Speaking at the HOPE project's completion seminar, Office of the Vice President, Resettlement Division, Permanent Secretary Mervis Sinkomisha said, by embracing the humanitarian development peace nexus, Zambia has positioned itself as both a regional and global leader in inclusive refugee hosting. She has reaffirmed the government's commitment to sustaining the project's gains, adding that lessons learned from the integration efforts in Maheba and Mayukwayukwa will be replicated in other parts of the country.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we take stock of our journey, allow me to highlight some of the most impactful achievements. The training of counselors, including staff from Resettlement Division, both locally and through capacity building missions in Japan. This has enriched our technical base and deepened institutional capacity. Development of the standardized operation procedures, the SOP, manual for resettlement management, a vital tool that will continue to guide resettlement operations across the country with consistency and professionalism. Empowerment of farmers with knowledge and tools for market-oriented agriculture enhancing productivity, diversification, and entrepreneurship.
Meanwhile, JICA Zambia Senior Representative Izumi Keita has commended the Zambian government for its strong collaboration with key stakeholders in implementing the project and advancing the cause of local integration in the country.
Partnerships between the government, community actors, and the cooperating partners. So I'd like to call upon all stakeholders to carry forward the spirit of collaboration that has defined this project. And let us use the knowledge we've gained to advocate for more appreciated policy shifts, to challenge misconceptions, and to foster empathy within our communities, with a loud call to everyone for a mindset change in the way that we look at the refugee and former refugee communities in the recent settlement case. So one of the vital reasons for...
Traditional leaders in Northern Province have expressed their full support for the government's proposed constitutional amendments. The endorsement was made during a consultative meeting held in Kasama District, aimed at gathering input from key stakeholders across the region. The traditional leaders have applauded government's inclusive approach, particularly its efforts to engage customary authorities in the amendment process. Speaking on behalf of the traditional leaders, His Royal Highness Chief Fombo welcomed the opportunity for dialogue and participation, stating that traditional leaders are better positioned to explain the proposed changes to their communities, ensuring that the people are well informed.